In my previous lesson, I mentioned those ungodly men who had crept in amongst the congregation unaware. And I read the description that Jude gave of these men. They were ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 5, Jude said, "I will put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not." My, can you believe that? That is contrary to what a lot of preachers are preaching today. They say that if God ever saves you, you will always be saved. He will always keep you saved. But let me say this. I believe that the same God that will not save a person against his will not keep him saved against his will. Men and women have a choice in their life. They make a decision. They have a choice, but they can't choose the consequences of their choice. Jude says, "You remember that after God saved them out of the land of Egypt, he afterwards destroyed them that believed not." When I read that, I immediately thought of Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 13. This is red letter stuff right here. This is God talking. Verse 13 goes like this: "When I say to the righteous, thou shalt surely live, if he trust in his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that he has committed, he shall die for it." God will not keep you saved if you don't want to be saved. But I want to add this. God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. After telling them about those that were destroyed because of their unbelief, he said the angels, which kept their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. And then he says, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." The New Testament writers tell us that the things that were written before was written for our learning. And here Jude is saying, those men that are trying to distort the gospel, they also should learn from what has happened in the past. He says, "They have gone after the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah." You can read the story of Korah in the book of Numbers, chapter 16, and verse 1 it begins. It says, "Now Korah the Levite, and Dothan, and Abram the sons of Eliab, and On took men, and they rose up before Moses, with 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and Aaron, and said unto them, You have taken too much upon you, seeing that all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. So why do you lift yourself up above the congregation of the Lord?" And when Moses heard this, he fell on his face. And he told Korah and his company, "Tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy. Do you think it's just a small thing unto you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to do service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to minister to them? And you are seeking the priesthood also? Some of you preachers that are listening to this have witnessed this same thing. But woe be unto them. These people are headed for trouble. You just stand your ground and let God do His work.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.